everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of Keenan Mitchell Group's very own Discovery 2020 online conference. And in this clip, we have Mr. Brian Scott, Chief Growth Officer at Keenan Mitchell Group, talking about payments in the new normal that we're all going to be living in once we get back to whatever the new normal is going to be. So anyway, check out these comments from Brian in this clip.
Okay, so COVID happened. What changed? Well, actually not much. What really changed is we saw a more pronounced trend. The same preferences that we saw a year ago, 2 years ago, are still there. They're just much more pronounced. So let me give you some statistics. Debit spend is up since the pandemic over 17%, 17.9%. Credit is down 2.9%. So those were both trends that we were seeing, but those trends have become much more pronounced. The things you might expect, mobile wallet usage is way up in the pandemic, which you'd expect. Card not present transactions, so internet web-based transactions, up over 40%. And so if you looked at hot zones, and I'll use air quotes, hot zones, those areas where the pandemic is hitting the hardest, not just now, but if you go back 3 months, those areas that were hot zones at the time saw these trends even more pronounced than everywhere else. So what this really says is the pandemic didn't change anything. It just accelerated a lot of the things that we've been seeing. And that acceleration, it's not just temporary. It's significant and it's lasting. So I think about it this way. It's a change of behavior, not just a change of activity. I think about it as a change of habits. So a great example, I'll use my family as an example. I have 5 kids and my wife and I, pre-pandemic, we still went grocery shopping every weekend. And it was always a chore, you know, hauling 5 kids through a grocery store on a weekend when everybody else is shopping. We knew the grocery store we went to had the ability for us to order groceries online and have them delivered to our house. But we never took advantage of that. We thought about it, but we never did. Now, post-pandemic, we do it all the time. And it's not just a change in activity that will change back at some point. It's become our new habit, the same way it was a habit for us to go grocery shopping. So I want to really emphasize the changes that I'm talking about, not just from this study, but later today, these are significant and lasting changes. One of the things that I've been a huge advocate for through the years is don't focus on generational spending. You hear a lot of Gen Z, Gen Y, millennials. You have to market to each of them differently. I've been a big believer in not doing that. Why? Because I think you should focus on the financial journey. Every single person has a different financial journey through life. And where they're at on that financial journey makes a big difference in how you should market to them and how they use the services from your credit union. So the pandemic has actually caused more of a bridging of these generations. It's really hard to tell now based on somebody's transaction activity, based on their usage of technologies, what generation they're a part of and how you should market to them. So as an example, Tom Brokaw's Greatest Generation, they've really had to adapt quickly to changes in technology and buying things like groceries online, ordering digital banking, doing that online. That's been the biggest area of growth in the pandemic is that over 60 population really been huge adopters of technology, of digital transactions, of online transactions. And it's been one of the most powerful changes. And in a lot of those areas, we're seeing that group grow transaction activity more than any other group. So it's really important, again, to focus on that financial journey, not just on an age demographic in how you market to consumers. One of the things that has been a big change is card not present. So I was just talking about that. Think about Amazon type transactions, which in many cases are up over 90%. You can see here, this has been the shift in that card not present transaction. Debit is up significantly. And now this is an important point because credit and debit online transactions pre-pandemic were pretty similar, about the same, and they were kind of trending about the same way. But you can see on this graph that debit card not present transactions are way up. People are using their debit card online more than they ever have. Historically, people would use credit because they felt it was safer. There was less risk for them. It was just a safer, better alternative. Plus, a lot of times they were rewarded for using their credit card. Now that things I talked about at the very beginning for debit is causing debit activity to be up online significantly. Now, what does this mean for the rest of transactions, point of sale transactions? Well, what it means is something similar. Cash transactions are down over 20%. As the pandemic first took hold, we saw ATM cashback transactions drop by nearly 50%. So cut in half the number of people that were taking cash back at an ATM terminal. Cash transactions at point of sale are down 20%. People have been foretelling the death of cash for a long time. This may actually be the push it needed to have cash finally die a slow death. Contactless. So contactless transactions represent 12.4% of all debit transactions. So you may say, that's not that big, Brian. Well, it is when you consider that only half of debit consumers actually have a contactless card in their pocket. So when you consider that, that contactless activity on debit, as well as credit is up too, but that's a significant portion of people that have started using the contactless feature of their card, at least for those who have it. The other thing that's up significantly is mobile wallet usage. Mobile wallet usage is up 83.4%. So think about Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, all of the different pays. Those types of transactions are up 83.4% since the pandemic. That's just crazy growth. I think about things like Angry Birds, you know, when that first came out, or Candy Crush. They had a similar type of rapid growth. Mobile wallets have been around for a long time. Apple Pay has been around for multiple years, and it's kind of just been chugging along at a couple percent growth. And then all of a sudden, 83.4% growth just over the last couple months. That's significant. Last thing that's been a big change is around those mobile wallets, digital card provisioning. So now being able to receive your card inside of the wallet immediately. So think about, I lost my card, I misplaced it, I can't find it. Or when I get a new replacement card, it gets provisioned into your mobile wallet immediately. So you can start using that card right away.
Thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate those thoughts, and stay tuned for more Discovery 2020 coverage here on CU Broadcast.